Well, hello and welcome back. This is Michelle, the very proud owner of Skygrinder Style Lounge, coming to you today. I want to talk to you about a topic that everyone is doing. Everyone is using them, and so many people have it. Yeah, I know you're probably trying to figure out, Michelle, what are you talking about? I'm talking about credit cards. Yes, credit cards. And not only am I talking about credit cards, I'm talking about credit card debt. So tonight's segment is actually being brought to you underneath the umbrella of women, wellness, and wealth. So tonight we're going to talk about a few things regarding credit card debt. As you know, credit cards in and of themselves are not bad. It's not actually having the credit cards that's bad, it's actually how you are using those credit cards, which actually puts you into debt. My pastor has always said, the misuse of anything is called abuse. So abnormal use of something will bring about abuse. So hopefully by the end of tonight's segment, you will be able to know how to eliminate your credit card debt, how to eliminate high interest rates, and also to how to negotiate lower interest rates if you are currently in a high percentage rate credit card. So hopefully by the end of today's show that you will be able to find some tips and some tricks to be able to help you to get out of credit card debt, and not only get out of credit card debt, but to stay out of credit card debt. Credit cards can actually be very beneficial and very useful to you, especially if you are a business owner as well. So let's get right started. So I want to talk to you to know that credit card debt is considered unsecured debt. So whenever you own a credit card, that credit card is considered to be unsecured debt. Now you may ask, what is unsecured debt? Unsecured debt is a debt that isn't secured by any asset, meaning it is not secured by something, whether that be a home, a car, a building, real estate. So there are no assets that are being held against the actual credit card or the value of the monies that you have that you've borrowed from a particular bank or credit union or financial institution. So that means unsecured. Unsecured means that there are no assets that are attached to that credit card. And also too, considering your credit card debt, I want you to be able to think about ways for you to actually consolidate that credit card debt. You may be right now someone who has credit cards. You're just using them. You're spending them and spending them. You don't know how you're going to get out of that credit card debt. Well, one way for you to get out of that credit card debt is for you to consider consolidation. The average American has at least one credit card over $5,000. And guess what? The average American household per individual usually owns two or more credit cards. And I know you guys can identify that with me. Now, me for myself, I used to have several credit cards. Now I just have one credit card. Usually one credit card is good enough. Also too, I want you to know that usually the average debt on credit cards are minimum $5,000 to $6,000. That's minimum. So that means the average American actually not only has two or more credit cards, but they actually have credit card debt that is way over $5,000 to $6,000. Usually if you have several credit cards, that means that you're actually paying multiple monthly payments along with those monthly high interest rates. Again, the average credit card interest rate can be anywhere from 15% to 20% to 28%. I just spoke with a client the other day. We were talking about some debt consolidation with their credit card. We were talking about some balance transfers. And they actually told me that they currently have a credit card that's 28%. And this is a credit card that all of us are familiar with. So it wasn't a foreign credit card. This particular credit card was an Old Navy credit card that this client actually had for 28%. And guess what? They were still using it. So even though it was at a 28% interest rate, it was not stopping them from using that card. By all means, they should not be using that card. Well, needless to say that before that client and I hung up on the telephone together, I was able to help assist them in doing a balance transfer and being able to actually transfer that higher balance from that high interest rate credit card, transfer it over to a smaller fee, I'm sorry, a smaller interest rate credit card, help them to eliminate fees, help them to close the previous card, and actually now have that balance onto their new card with no fees and being able to help reduce that debt at a lower interest rate. Well, guess what? You can do the same thing. You can actually do this yourself by being able to eliminate that credit by consolidating those credit cards. That's not a bad word, guys. Consolidation is not a bad thing. So it's something that can be done and you can do it frequently. You just want to find out that when you are doing it, that you're seeking out other financial institutions that have a lower interest rate credit card and that there are no fees involved for you doing that type of transaction. Also too, credit card interest is never deductible. Let me say that again. Your credit card interest is never deductible. You cannot write this off on your tax returns. Also too, however, if it's for business, for all of you entrepreneurs out there, all of you business owners out there, however, for business, it can be deductible if you are using it for trade or for your business activity. So your credit card interest that you are paying can be written off only for business purposes. So if you are an entrepreneur and a business owner, sole proprietor, and you're using credit cards in your business for the sole use of trade and business activities, you can actually write those credit cards off. However, I do want to let you know that it's important that you always keep your business credit card separate from your personal use, and vice versa, your personal credit card separate from your business use. You should never, ever be using your business credit cards for personal use, whether it's for you or clients for personal use. Also, too, the best way to pay off credit cards are to look at the interest rates on your statements, pay off those credit cards monthly on time. Also, too, one big way for you to eliminate credit card debt, if you are someone who holds several credit cards, is for you to eliminate your smallest credit cards first. I know that sounds odd. I know when I first heard this years ago, I thought, why would I do that? I would want to eliminate the highest balance, the highest interest rate first, get rid of it and work my way down to the smallest ones. However, it's the opposite way, my friend. If you want to eliminate credit card debt, the fastest and the best way and the smartest way to actually eliminate credit card debt is actually to eliminate the smaller balances first. I know you're asking why. I can hear you asking me that question. The reason why is because the smaller balances you can pay off first, and not only that, those smaller amounts of monthly payments that you were making to those smaller credit cards, you're now going to use that same money and apply it to the higher interest rate credit card. You're actually going to combine that lower monthly payment that you had with those smaller credit cards that you now have paid off. You're now going to add that small monthly payment to your higher interest rate credit card. So just because you've paid off a lower credit card and you now may have an additional $50 in your pocket every month, guess what? You're not going to spend that on lunch. You're actually going to take that $50. You're going to change your mindset and just look at it that I still have a monthly bill that I'm going to pay with this $50, but it's not going to go towards my credit card anymore. This actual same $50 I'm now going to use to apply it to the higher interest rate credit card with the higher balance. So once you do that, that's going to help you to eliminate and knock down that higher interest rate and balance much quicker than you would have if you still had that higher interest rate and higher balance along with the smaller. So that is the strategy for that. Also, too, you want to make sure that you pay off the smallest balance first, is what I said, as long as the interest rate is also too lower, or it doesn't even matter. The interest rate can actually be higher, but the fact that the balance is actually lower is what's going to help you. Also, too, you want to take that money, like I said, and apply it to that higher interest rate. Guarantee you're going to be able to see that balance come down much quicker than if you did not have those additional monies to pay it. Also, too, I want you to make sure a good way to help you get out of debt with your credit cards is that you want to avoid late fees. Usually credit cards, of course, either have a 10-day or 15-day window between when your monthly bill is due. Once you go beyond that point, you are then now paying a late fee. Why don't you want late fees?